Hi, hello, welcome to Spirit Led Women. I'm your host, Katie Coberline, and I hope after today's episode, you are so freaking inspired, girl, and on fire to go build your business and your life with the Holy Spirit as the foundation. Let's dive right in. Hi, queens. We are going to dive straight into the word today. I don't want to waste your time, beat around the bush. I like to make these short and sweet. And I'm telling you right now, I opened my Bible today. And if the Bible chapters were like emojis from an iPhone, Acts, okay, Acts would be the fireball emoji. Acts is such a beautiful chapter about the Holy Spirit, our access to the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is. And I started in Acts 1 and I read through Acts 3. And after Acts 3, I was like, how do I keep this to myself? I have to go share what I just read. And we're going to stop and dissect it. And I'm going to read Acts 3 with you. And I do read the CSB, the Christian Standard Bible, the She Reads Truth. That's the Bible I have, okay? And we are going to just dive right into this, okay? So we are going to be starting in Acts 3. And here we are. So it says, now Peter and John were going up to the temple for the time of prayer at 3 p.m. A man who was lame from birth was being carried there. So first, just picture the scenario really quick. Sometimes when we read the Bible, I think we skip over stuff. We don't look at all the details. And this man, y'all, he couldn't even walk. He was carried to this place of prayer and worship, okay? And it says he was placed each day at the temple gate so that he could beg from those entering the temple. So every day this man was coming, he was lame. I mean, I don't know if that means, we obviously know he couldn't walk, right? I don't know if that means he couldn't see or what that was, but he was carried to this temple each day where he would sit there and beg. Can you just imagine for a second, the embarrassment of what he is already feeling and carrying? It says when he saw Peter, okay, so he could see. When he saw Peter and John about to enter the temple, he asked for money. And as I read this to you, I just need you to really dwell on these words, okay? Peter, along with John, looked straight at him and said, look at us. So he turned to them, expecting to get something from them. But Peter said, I don't have silver or gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. Then, taking him by the right hand, he raised him up, and at once his feet and ankles became strong. So he jumped up and started to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. So first off, I'm in tears because I just read this whole chapter, and we're going to keep going. And after you read it, if you're anything like me, a girl, I be crying all the time. Okay. Every school drop off every day, I'm crying. Whenever I feel the presence of God, it's so overwhelming to me. It brings me so much peace, so much awe. When I read this story, AWE, that is all that I feel. Right. And as this man who was wanting money, right. And he was given the Holy Spirit instead. He was giving the power of Jesus to heal him. It literally says he was walking and leaping and praising God. And I just got to ask myself, am I sometimes on the hunt for a physical, something physical, right? Something physical to help when really it is the power of God. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit that gives me what I need to walk and leap and praise God. And I'm just like, how many of y'all needed that, right? This man was on the hunt for money and they said, listen, baby, we don't got no money, but we got the power of God and it can heal what you need healed, right? So let's keep going because it gets better and better. Okay. If you thought that was good, just hold your horses and wait. All the people saw him walking and praising God and they recognized that he was the one who used to sit and beg. Listen, I told you, I get emotional because this is the fireball emoji chapter of the Bible, okay? The power of the Holy Spirit. These people who saw this man begging every single day, he was praising God. And y'all,
We are called to be modern day disciples. And I can tell you right now, when you go from weeping to dancing, when you go from mourning to dancing, when you go from weeping to just praise, why are you so afraid to share that on your Instagram, on your Facebook? Like, I don't know about you, but gone are the days where I care about being liked and popular and trendy. That does nothing for the kingdom. Can we just come in agreement with that? That when you are trying to be liked by everyone and validated and accepted by these free apps on your phone, we are losing souls one by one. When, like I said, I don't read the Bible and just skip over details. This is a prime example of how Jesus can take us from mourning to dancing, from weeping to praising. And we do not sit back and be quiet. Every single story I read in the Bible, y'all, most of them, these people who get healed, they run, they dance, they go and tell their whole villages, just like the Samaritan woman in John. I have a picture of it in my office, and I love this representation. I wasn't even planning on talking about this, but Jesus broke every single barrier, every single wall. Back then, you weren't even supposed to go through Samaria when you were traveling, because these people were looked at as so gross and so dirty that you weren't even supposed to go. And in Jewish culture, men weren't supposed to talk to women like that, right? Like, she was unclean. She was, I mean, this woman, she was on her seventh man, okay? She was homie hopping, okay? But Jesus looked at her and said, y'all know Jesus revealed himself as the Messiah to the Samaritan woman, right? The Samaritan woman who was so unclean and dirty and gross and looked down upon by everyone else. Y'all, Jesus revealed himself to her as the Messiah. And you know what she did? That woman ran to the village and said, you have to come meet who I just met. You have to come meet this man. He knows everything about me. And it's just like, if we could have that desire to run and tell our communities and our friends and our family and our Facebook and our TikTok and Instagram, the man who changed our life, Jesus Christ from Nazareth, if we had that same audacity that the people have, y'all, they didn't have little iPhones to be, trying to keep up with everyone. When they had the Messiah in front of them, they ran and told everyone who he was and how he changed them, right? Okay, let's keep going in. I had no idea we were going to go there. But so it says, so they were filled with awe and astonishment at what happened to the man. So while he was holding on to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astonished, ran towards them in what is called Solomon's, Colondane. I don't know what that word is. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people, "Fellow Israelites, why are you amazed at this? Why do you stare at us as though we had made him walk by our own power or godliness? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus." This next sentence is going to wreck you if you're a softie, okay? "The God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied before Pilate, though he had decided to release him. You denied the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer released to you. You killed the source of life, whom God raised from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in his name. His name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. So the faith that comes through Jesus has been given to him, this perfect health in front of all of you." Okay, so let's dissect this for a second before I let y'all go. One, that just rips me to pieces because it takes me back to seeing The Passion of the Christ, which I watch every year around Easter time. And it's just like, it kills me because it's like the whole town released a murderer. And like, y'all, I know we read our Bible and we're like, God is so faithful, God is so good. But y'all, he was nailed to a cross. Like, just those two words, nailed and cross together, it just wrecks me because I'm like, you loved me that much? You loved me that much that you took nails through your hands, through your feet, and died on a public place and in just so much humility, right? So much humiliation for him. He was mocked and beaten and bruised and hung. And y'all are going to tell me you're scared to post about the Lord on Facebook. I cannot relate. I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes because God is so faithful. He's so good. And when I read these stories to you, goodness, I don't even have a mic. I have one. I don't use it. I don't have no studio. Like, this is me with my iPhone and my Bible and a girl who is hungry to share the goodness of God, who is hungry to share a man I know that was hung on a cross, who took my place and he defeated sick hell in the grave, right? And he gave me a new name. He took away my past. That cross was for you. And I just want you to know that the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, was given to you by Jesus's death. He didn't just die on a cross for us to dwell on. He died on a cross to give us the Holy Spirit. And that same Holy Spirit who let this man go from begging for money to praising and dancing God because he could walk again is that same power, sis. And I need you to get some, like, I need you to get some New Testament faith running through your veins today in 2023, like fireball emoji coming at you. Let's shake the gates of hell together and start remembering that we have the power of the Holy Spirit. We shouldn't be scared to lay our hands on our friends and family. We shouldn't be scared to lay our hands on the sick. We shouldn't be afraid to understand that we have the power and authority to cast out demons. Just as Paul said, right? He said, we're not walking in our power or our godliness. You've handed Jesus over to get killed. And now we have the power of his name through the Holy Ghost, and we can perform these miracles in the name of Jesus. So I'm gonna just hop off here because I am wiping my nose. I can't even talk because I'm just so full of compassion, right? Of the goodness of God. So please go out there and just throw some fireball emojis to the enemy's plans. He has no authority. He has no power over you. He is a punk. He is a defeated foe. He has no power over your mental health, your finances, your joy, your marriage, your children, your life, your mental health. Honey, he ain't got nothing, okay? He is defeated. The cross on Calvary represents that the enemy has no power. Yes, he roams earth, and you know what? I don't think he's after the women who aren't going to war every day, because he ain't got nothing to worry about for them. He's after the women who are in reverent prayer over their family, over their children, over their marriages, who are going to war every day by opening up the living word. He's after you, honey, because he's scared that you know that you got the Holy Ghost living inside of you. And he is scared, y'all. The Bible says that demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Like, start speaking it. When you don't know what to say in your situation, maybe you're scared and you're just like, man, I've lost all my joy. Just speak the name of Jesus. Make those suckers flee. Make those demons tremble. Just say it over and over again. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So y'all, that's all I got for you today, but don't take it from me. Go dive in and to Acts chapter 3 and let the Holy Spirit talk to you. Have a blessed day, y'all, and I will talk to you soon. Sis, I see you listening to the whole episode. Thank you so much. I hope you feel inspired and on fire to get the Lord in the center of your life and your marriage and your parenting and your finances and your business. Get him all up in there, girl. And if you wouldn't mind, honey, after you hop off here, give me a review. Let me know how the podcast is helping you grow your walk with Jesus. Till then, I'll see you next time. Love you guys.